Radioactivity. Radioactivity was discovered in 1896 by the French scientist Henri Becquerel while working on phosphophorescent materials. These materials glow in the dark after exposure to light, and he suspected that the glow produced in cathode ray tubes by X-rays might be associated with phosphorescence. He wrapped a photographic plate in black paper and placed various phosphorescent salts on it. All results were negative until he used uranium salts. The result with these compounds was to cause a blackening of the plate in spite of the plate being wrapped in black paper. These radiations were given the name Becquerel rays. It soon became clear that the blackening of the plate had nothing to do with the phosphorescence, as the plate recorded the presence of the material while wrapped in non-phosphorescent salts of uranium, and metallic uranium also blackened the plate. It was clear that there was a form of invisible radiation that could pass through paper and was causing the plate to react as if exposed to light, and so became black. At first, it seemed as though the new radiation was similar to the then recently discovered X-rays. Further research by Becquerel, Ernest Rutherford, Paul Villard, Pierre Curie, Marie Curie, and others showed that this form of radioactivity was significantly more complicated. Rutherford was first to realize that they all decay in accordance with the same mathematical exponential formula. And Rutherford and his student Frederick Soddy were the first to realize that many decay processes resulted in the transmutation of one element to another. Subsequently, the radioactive displacement law of Fajans and Soddy was formulated to describe the products of alpha and beta decay. The early researchers also discovered that many chemical elements, besides uranium, have radioactive isotopes. A systematic search for the total radioactivity in uranium ores also guided Pierre and Marie Curie to isolate two new elements, polonium and radium. Except for the radioactivity of radium, the chemical similarity of radium to barium made these two elements difficult to distinguish. The dangers of radioactivity in radiation were not immediately recognized. The discovery of X-rays in 1895 led to widespread experimentation by scientists, physicians, and inventors. Many people began recounting stories of burns, hair loss, and worse in technical journals as early as 1896. In February of that year, Professor Daniel and Dr. Dudley of Vanderbilt University performed an experiment involving X-raying Dudley's head that resulted in his hair loss. A report by Dr. H.D. Hawkes, a graduate of Columbia College, of his suffering severe hand and chest burns in an X-ray demonstration was the first of many reports in Electrical Review. Many experimenters, including Elihu Thompson at Thomas Edison's lab, William J. Morton and Nikola Tesla also reported burns. Elihu Thompson deliberately exposed a finger to an X-ray tube over a period of time and suffered pain, swelling, and blistering. Other effects include ultraviolet rays and ozone were sometimes blamed for the damage. Many physicians claim that there were no effects from X-ray exposure at all. Before the biological effects of radiation were known, many physicians and corporations began marketing radioactive substances as patent medicine in the form of glow-in-the-dark pigments. Examples were radium enema treatments and radium-containing waters to be drunk as tonics. Marie Curie protested against this sort of treatment, warning that the effects of radiation on the human body were not well understood. Curie later died from aplastic anemia, likely caused by exposure to ionizing radiation. By the 1930s, after a number of cases of bone necrosis and death of radium treatment enthusiasts, radium-containing medicinal products had largely been removed from the market. Radioactive quackery.